And finally, it's time to revisit my favourite gene of the month, one of the first in the series from back in May 2012. Move over, Kim Kardashian, because our gene of the month is the curvaceous callipyge, Greek for beautiful buttocks. It was first spotted back in the early 1980s on a farm in Oklahoma when the farmer noticed some sheep in his flock with particularly big, muscular bottoms. Tracking down the callipyge gene itself turned out to be quite tricky because it's inherited in an unusual way known as paternal polar overdominance, the only known example of this phenomenon in mammals. Animals only get big bums if they inherit a normal copy of the gene from their mother and a version from dad that has just one single DNA letter change. Agricultural researchers are very interested in callipyge because the mutation enables sheep to convert food into muscle 30% more efficiently than their small-bottomed siblings. And as well as the potential for breeding meatier livestock, scientists think it could also shed light on human size and shape, helping our understanding of the genes with a G that affect whether we can fit into our genes with a J. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be taking a look at CRISPR, the gene editing technology that's hitting the headlines. But what is it? What can it do? And are we really heading down the road of designer babies? If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.